It's a seasonably cold Monday across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures this afternoon are running near or a bit below seasonable levels under a blend of clouds and sunshine. In a few spots, there are a couple of snow showers, though snow is not the big story today. However, moving through the next couple of days, light snow and snow showers will likely result in slippery travel conditions as a weak clipper-type system works through. And it's these clipper-type systems that move rather quickly. They don't have a great deal of moisture associated with them, but they do bring enough moisture to bring a little bit of light snow, and we are targeting some light snow in our area coming up tomorrow night into the day on Wednesday. So in the short term for tonight, we have a little bubble of high pressure building in, so it's partly cloudy and mainly dry. It will be a cold night across the area as temperatures fall back into the single digits and teens. So the day tomorrow starts off on the cold side. It will be fairly chilly as the day moves along, though not exceptionally cold for this time of year. And as that clipper-type system works its way into the area, clouds will thicken up through the day, and there is the likelihood that snow develops across much of our area moving through tomorrow late morning into tomorrow afternoon. Now, across the far north, you're a little bit farther away from the storm, so across the north country, we're looking for just some snow showers or just a touch of light snow. And then the farther south you travel in our area, the greater the potential is for a steadier snow tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. So with light snow around in our area, expect slippery travel conditions for tomorrow evening's commute. We're also likely to see some of that snow linger in spots into Wednesday morning. So potentially, not only will tomorrow evening's commute be impacted, but also Wednesday mornings. In terms of snow amounts, this is not a big amount of snow. We're looking for about 1 to 3 inches on average across the region, though a few spots may reach that 4-inch total before the storm winds down during the day on Wednesday. And we still have a few snow showers in the air moving into Thursday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low in the single digits to lower teens. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of snow showers, high in the lower to mid-20s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low in the single digits to lower teens. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, light snow likely, with highs in the 20s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, with light snow likely, high 26 to 32. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, with light snow likely, high 25 to 30. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly cloudy, with scattered snow showers and potentially some light snow, highs in the 20s and 30s. And on Thursday, partly sunny, with scattered snow showers and flurries, and highs in the 20s and 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.